MTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. After serving in multiple roles at the Roswell Police Department during the last 19 and a half years, Alberto Aldana has now stepped into the department's top job, officially taking over as RPD chief on Sunday. He joined RPD in September of 2006 and has held the positions and ranks of detective, sergeant in the patrol division, technical services unit, and criminal investigations division at different times, and then lieutenant in each of those three divisions at different times. Aldana was promoted to deputy chief in August of 2022 and has served in that position until his promotion to chief. At 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, Lovington residents who want to address the current city ordinance regarding chickens and other fowl and livestock, including rabbits, within the city limits will have the opportunity to share their opinions during a town hall meeting at the Troy Harris Community Center, 201 Main Street in Lovington. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has issued a legal opinion declaring that the prohibitions under Senate Bill 14, making it illegal for healthcare providers to transition children, does apply to mental health care providers, licensed by the Texas Behavioral Health Executive Council. The opinion summary states, any licensee that facilitates the provision of unlawful procedures or treatments that aim to transition a child's sex are thus forbidden from receiving public money in support of those efforts and separately risk revocation of their license to practice. And the city of Roswell is hosting Taking Out the Trash events where residents can dispose of large items for free. March 7th at the DeBreeman Stadium, 201 West 10th Street, March 21st at RIAC Park, 28 Earl Cummings Loop, and on March 28th at Roswell Municipal Landfill, 3006 West Brasher Road. For more information, call 575-624-6746. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.